All right, welcome to the second edition of Hashtag Everyone, talking about hashtag everything. So excited to be here on this beautiful Sunday morning. And today, Keely Rager is my co-host.
Good morning.
This is Kate Doherty. And we have a special guest by the name of Brooke Kendrick here from NEALS, which is Northeast Independent Living Service, because the topic of today's conversation is all going to be about independent living and all of those things. And part of the reason is, you know, God gives us each strengths. And one of Keely's strengths is this particular topic. It's one of her passions, is the ability of all individuals to live and self-determine independently and within the community. And so we're excited to have Brooke because with NEALS, that's exactly what they do, or it's one of the many, many components that they help individuals with. And so we're going to start right off the bat because I think very often people get confused about what independent living means. I think there's nothing wrong with going to a nursing home if that's what you choose to do. However, I don't think many people realize that's not the only option out there.
No, so, and independent living can mean so many different things. It has to be specified to the individual. But you're right, Kate. This is a topic that is near and dear to my heart. This is what I'm very passionate about. This is what I've done for so many years in my career. And I'm so excited to talk to you, Brooke, because just listening to you talk before we got started here, I'm like, oh my gosh, she is me, because I love to go out and tell people, we can get you out of here. We can get you home and we can make it look however it needs to look. And you bring that hope. And I think that's so important for people to have, because whether they've had an injury, whether this is something that's going to go on for a while, or whether this is maybe later in life when you just need some extra help as the aging process takes hold, I think people need to know that there are options and they have choices. And so many times they feel very locked in to where they're at. So definitely today, I want to hit on all of those things, and I'm hoping you can shine some light on what are the options here in our community and how to make that happen. So welcome.
Thank you. I'm excited. So it's like you said, the independent living term has been coined by a lot of different groups. But going back to its roots, I think in order to understand what we mean by independent living, you've got to understand the history of individuals with disabilities and how this whole movement has occurred. Mm-hmm. And so if we look back at, you know, centuries, decades ago, the way that the disability community was marginalized, we see that people with disabilities were generally shoved in institutions. When I say institutions, we're talking about mental health hospitals. We're talking very segregated. It's a very sad history. And on top of that, we saw people with disabilities who were essentially killed, murdered, and even sterilized so that they couldn't reproduce.
Right. Yes.
And so when we look at that history, we have certainly come a long way. But I think that there's still a lot that we can do in the future. The other thing to consider is that we're seeing a huge shift in the mentality that when you get old or when you have a disability, that you should just move into a nursing home. Mm. And of course, that's only one type of institution.
Sure.
But we see that occur more often than not. However, that's shifting. That whole mentality is shifting, especially when you look at the younger populations, the younger generations. If you go up to someone younger on the street who doesn't right now have any type of disability and you ask them, you know, would you want to move into a nursing home when you're older? Their answer, 99.9% of the time, will be absolutely not.
Well, and I can't tell you how many times I would go into a nursing home and I would be going to see someone else and I would run into someone in their 20s. I'm like, why are you here?
Exactly. And so what we're finding is, you know, I think in most people's minds, they think that they think of nursing homes as old people.
Right.
I mean, no offense to anyone, but that's what they think. But truly, if you go into a nursing home and you start looking at the population that's in there, there are certainly a lot of young people under 60 that are in that nursing home. We've helped move people out of nursing homes that are in their 20s, their 30s, 40s, 50s, who happened to go into a nursing home because they had acquired a disability, let's say, from a car accident.
Right.
And so they moved into a nursing home for rehab, and then they're stuck
there.
There's no one there to help them move out. They may not have family nearby or anything like that. So those are the things that we kind of work on, and we're trying to change that mentality in the community.
Well, and I think it's really important to get a hold of people before they go out and say, we're moving in here. They're looking at the finances, and we'll kind of dabble in that later about the finances and things. But they sell everything. And then they have nothing to go back to, and they're like, well, how do I get out now?
Absolutely.
So there's so many conversations to have up front, and I think it's important to know where to go before you make any major decisions about your current community living when you enter into a nursing facility, because doing your prep work and knowing the options and knowing the choices, yeah, absolutely. And
well, and ladies, I'm going to interrupt here. And by the way, this is their turf. This is their wheelhouse. But, you know, I think it goes back to, in the last show, we kind of talked about this segregation policy we have between, oh, it's about those people or it's about individuals with a disability. And what I heard you both say is very often people don't identify, hey, I need a little bit of level support. I broke my hip. I've fallen. I'm naturally aging. And quite frankly, because it, like her shirt right now, Brooke's shirt says Northeast Independent Living Services, your DIS in small letters, Ability Resource Center. And I think the big missing piece here is if there's an interference with your ability level, either because of an accident, a birth, you know, you were born this way, a natural process of aging, or XYZ, whatever it is that has interfered with your ability level, that really is what we're talking about here and what you're here to help. And that whole default of you just automatically have to go to a nursing home is no longer the case, or you automatically have to go to an institution, or you automatically have to. I know it hit home with me when my son was born. He was 6 months old, and somebody asked me, well, do you think he'll be able to live in a group home, or do you think he'll have to be institutionalized? That mindset, unfortunately, is still right here within the tri-state community. And so that's kind of the hope with this conversation is, let's talk about this, you know, and go,
so
ladies.
That's why I'm bringing up the whole your disability resource center. So we are a center for independent living. There are centers for independent living all across the country. We cover Northeast Missouri. There's a center for independent living in Quincy that covers this area. So our purpose is to connect people with disabilities to resources in the community, help people live independently in their own homes within the community. And so I think that there's kind of a misconception with centers that they think, you know, you're providing all these supports, you know, and you're taking care of people with disabilities. And that's certainly the furthest from the truth when we talk about Centers for Independent Living. We strive to ensure that people with disabilities are connected to those resources. Years ago, and this goes back to our nursing home conversation, those resources weren't available in the community. When
Correct.
We're talking decades ago, home and community-based services like home care services and that kind of stuff, those didn't exist. And so now they do. Now we're able to provide additional services for people in the community, additional resources. But there now more than ever, there are far more resources to help people stay independent in their own homes. The problem is that Centers for Independent Living are some of the best kept secrets in the United States.
Isn't that
people
true?
Don't
sure.
know we mm-hmm. exist, and they don't know what we do. And really, unless you're touched by a disability in one way, shape, or form, you don't have a reason to reach out to a Center for Independent Living. And so I want to open that up and say we are a resource center. If you acquire a disability, or you are born with one, or you've got a family member with one, and you don't know where to turn, you have questions about benefits, about nursing homes, about home care services, about advocacy, skills training, any of those things, just call us.
Yep.
We can.
Where would they call? Do you have the number?
Well, you know what? How about we hit with the net? We're going to go to break right now, and we'll hit that number and the way you contact. And we're going to take a commercial break, and we'll be back. This is Talking Independent Living, #everyone, talking about #everything.
Hey, it's Josh and Brock, WGEM Sports Center, and by far for me, Brock, some of my favorite baseball memories, those conversations I had with my dad when he was coaching.
I hear you, and for me as a dad now, there's nothing better than going in the backyard and just tossing the ball around with my daughters.
Write down your favorite baseball memory, drop it off the entrance of the Quincy Mall by noon on June 17th.
You could win 4 tickets to a baseball game in St. Louis plus hotel stay, or 4 tickets to a game in Chicago plus Amtrak tickets.
We want to know your favorite baseball memory for Father's Day.
For contest details and official rules, go to shopquincymall.com.
I learn, I speak, I care. Hashtag every child. Down country, because every child is a gift. Every child can learn, and every child learns differently. Up at downcountry.com. Up at downcountry.com or call 217-617-3568. 217-617-3568 or visit Downcountry on Facebook or Twitter. Hashtag every child.
Branching Out LLC, a premier lawn and landscaping service that can meet all your residential and commercial needs. Regardless of the season, Branching Out offers a service for maintenance-free outside living. Branching Out takes the time to listen to your needs and ensure it's done correctly the first time. If you're not satisfied, Branching Out is not satisfied. To contact Branching Out, call 573-501-0760 or visit them at www.branchingoutllc.com.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. This is Hashtag Everyone, talking about Hashtag Everything. I'm Kate Doherty. This is Keely Reger, and we have Brooke Kendrick here from Northeast Independent Living Service, known as NEALS, with us today. And we're talking about all things independent living. If you are interested in contacting NEALS on the Missouri side, you would call Brooke at 573-221-8282. Again, NEALS on the Missouri side is 573-221-8282. If you live in Illinois or Iowa or another state and happen to be listening to this broadcast and want to learn more about the centers near you, go to www.iasinigloo, lisinlove, radical, uracle, and g as in girl. Again, that's www.ilru.org. And evidently, like every other organization on the planet, they like their acronyms. That stands for Independent Living Resource Utilization. I would love to know who came up with that brilliant name. Anyway, I'm going to let the ladies, Keely and Brooke, go back into their conversation. However, I think one of the things that I'd like for them to talk about is clearing up this misconception that in order to access a Center for Independent Living, you have to have no money or be without any resources whatsoever. And that's simply not the case, correct?
Absolutely. So as a nonprofit organization, most, if not all, of the services that are provided by Centers for Independent Living have no basis on or are it doesn't require you to have any certain income limit or anything like that. So we provide tons of different services. Each Center for Independent Living is different in the services that we provide. We have five core services that are common amongst every Center for Independent Living. And those core services are provided with no basis on your income type. So with each center, like I said, it all is dependent on the area and the needs of each specific area. So NEALS covers Northeast Missouri. We do needs assessments, talk to other organizations, talk to our consumers about the needs of people with disabilities in Northeast Missouri. And that's how we determine what programs and services that we offer or where we refer individuals to, because there are plenty of other organizations that provide disability services as well. So
when people contact you, a lot of times they're going to hear you need to apply for Medicaid, you need to apply for Social Security disability. Is that something that you can direct people on, or do you guys happen to help them with those sorts of things?
Sure. Yeah, we can do both. Okay. So we can refer them to the organizations or the state entities that would work with them on that, get them set up. But we can help with setting up.
Because it is a confusing process.
It is so hard to navigate. And
absolutely.
I think that's where a lot of the issues are in the community is those resources are so hard to navigate in some circumstances. So we work with each individual. We have staff that are very knowledgeable about what's out there and can help get set up. So a lot of times it's even hard just to get through on the phone line with some of those state entities.
Yep, so, absolutely.
You know, we work around that. We've got our ways to work around that.
Oh, I like you.
Yeah. So, it's taken a lot of years, but we've figured it out.
So for example, if I have a loved one though, who let's say they have Alzheimer's and someone else that, and their caregiver falls and breaks a hip. And so we're in this situation, we could call you.
Yes.
And you would help me set up what I needed.
So essentially what we would do, let's say in that circumstance, you called us, we're going to sit down with that individual and we're going to have a very broad discussion over, you know, what is it that you want to do? What mm-hmm. do you want to go into a nursing home? And if you don't, what other supports are out there in the community that we can kind of wrap around you or help you navigate and make sure are there to help you live as independently as possible. So we have those conversations. We do talk about payer sources and things like that if somebody does need to access Medicaid or something like that. But generally speaking, it's more, you know, they don't know where to turn. They're just not knowledgeable about what all is available. Mm-hmm. So, you know, those are things that we sit down and we talk about and we say, hey, you know, this organization they have these different services. So, you know, maybe we could get you in contact with them.
And nursing.
Yeah. And even mm-hmm. beyond that, if it's, you know, there's so many different circumstances depending on each individual's circumstances. But yeah, it could be home care, which is a lot of the calls that we get.
Absolutely.
But beyond that, it's people wanting to learn, you know, how to use a computer. Or how to budget their money.
Independent living skills.
So one of the things, and I'll just throw this out because I could throw out a million examples, but one of the things that we do is, number one, we want to teach each person with a disability to be their own self-advocates and be able to you know, have their own voice and speak out whenever, you know, they have issues that need to be addressed. Accessibility is a huge issue.
Absolutely.
And so that's one of the things that we work on. Hey, if you go into, say, a restaurant and they don't have, you're in a wheelchair or you have a walker and you can't even get through their bathroom door because it's not mm-hmm. wide enough, that's an issue. And if it's a barrier for you, you need to learn how to voice, you know, find your voice and make sure that they're aware that there are laws that require them to have accessible restrooms.
Independent living is not just living in your own home.
No.
Independent living is being inclusive and being part of your community and being able to access everything else that everyone else does.
Yes. So there are so many barriers in the community that those who are able-bodied, that do not use a wheelchair or a walker or cane, you know, whatever, we take those things for granted.
Yes.
Very much so. And so going back to the whole restroom example, just yesterday I walked into a restaurant, went to the bathroom. Literally the door was maybe 2 feet wide. I had to turn sideways to get into it.
Wow.
And I thought to myself as I sat down in this tiny little bathroom in this public restaurant, how on earth would somebody with a disability come in here and go to the restroom?
They
want to come in here and they want to spend their money in your restaurant, but they can't even go to the bathroom. So there are so many things that people who are able-bodied take for granted. And so there's physical barriers. There's attitudinal barriers.
Mm-hmm.
The attitude that people with disabilities or the elderly should go into a nursing home when, you know, instead of accessing the community, that they should be segregated from everyone else. And so those are the things that we're combating. And that's where we can come in. We help our consumers find their voice, understand, you know, that they do have rights. As people with disabilities, you have rights just like everyone else.
It's kind of like we talk about, Kate, with those philosophical differences. And, you know, depending, we've got to break down that barrier of individuals seeing those things as separate.
I'm listening, and I think, you know, you don't know what you don't know. And unfortunately, it appears to me until the natural aging process takes over and puts you in a situation where you no longer have full control or ability to ambulate, blah, blah, I can't talk.
or move.
When you begin to lose
control
mm-hmm. of your ability to physically manipulate your body, you begin to have a deeper appreciation for why these things matter to individuals who are born that way, or who through a series of, you know, whatever life events have created that ability level. And so I just think it's really important that's kind of, for me, I think when listening to you, and I've been sitting here listening to ladies, I think it's important that we really as a community have to help people understand it's not those people, and it's not those disability people or those old people. It's all of us, and quite frankly, we're all going to be there one day. You know what I mean?
Every single person.
We just are. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know too many 90-year-olds that don't need some help in some facet.
Let's be real. Unless you die a sudden death, one way, shape, or form, you're going to be touched by the aging process or disability.
Absolutely.
One way, shape, or form.
Yep. Absolutely. Okay. And actually, as we say that, this has been a great conversation. We're talking to Brooke Kendrick from Niels on Independent Living, joined with Keely Rager. I'm Kate Doherty. If you need to contact Niels, please call 573-221-8282. And we are interested in ideas on future shows for hashtag everyone, talking about hashtag everything. So if you have any ideas, please email us at info@upitdowncountry.com. We're headed to commercial break right now.
Hey, it's Josh and Brock, WGEM Sports Center. And by far for me, Brock, some of my favorite baseball memories, those conversations I had with my dad when he was coaching.
I hear you. And for me as a dad now, there's nothing better than going in the backyard and just tossing the ball around with my daughters.
Write down your favorite baseball memory. Drop it off the entrance of the Quincy Mall by noon on June 17th.
You could win 4 tickets to a baseball game in St. Louis plus hotel stay, or 4 tickets to a game in Chicago plus Amtrak tickets.
We want to know your favorite baseball memory for Father's Day.
For contest details and official rules, go to shopquincymall.com.
I learn, I speak, I care. Hashtag every child. Down country, because every child is a gift. Every child can learn, and every child learns differently. Up@downcountry.com. Up@downcountry.com. Or call 217-617-3568. 217-617-3568. Or visit Down Country on Facebook or Twitter. Hashtag every child.
Branching Out LLC, a premier lawn and landscaping service that can meet all your residential and commercial needs. Regardless of the season, Branching Out offers a service for maintenance-free outside living. Branching Out takes the time to listen to your needs and ensure it's done correctly the first time. If you're not satisfied, Branching Out is not satisfied. To contact Branching Out, call 573-501-0760 or visit them at www.branchingoutllc.com.
We're back with Brooke Kendrick and Keely Rager. I'm Kate Doherty, but I'm here to tell you, I'm going to let these ladies go because they're ready to roll. There
well,
we go.
I got to tell you, on commercial break, I got to talking to Brooke, and I'm just so excited about this. She's talking about the historical part of this, and what's really cool is the beginning of my career, and I'm not going to tell you how long ago that was. However, I worked up in Minnesota, and I worked in a day placement for individuals with developmental disabilities and severe behaviors. And these were adults. So anyone from the ages of 16, they classified under what we did on up to the age where we could still be able to provide services. They would come to us and we would work with them. We would try and get them out for vocational placement and teaching them the independent skills that they needed. But I'm telling you that many of those individuals, what I learned was they were so capable. But we also saw individuals that came from institutions because they were along in their years and the struggles they were dealing with because of that institutionalization that took place and the medication that they were given and how I just think we are so fortunate to be living in a day and age when we are making forward progress. I want to make sure that we get people the information that they need to continue to make that progress. And that's why I think it's so important that you're here today. And so important that people know how to get a hold of you or the resources that you can provide, because that really is where the stopgate normally gets people, is they don't know what to do, so they're paralyzed. And they're like, okay, I'm just going to sit here and I'm going to leave mom, or I'm going to, or even my son, or where he's safe in the nursing home. And by all means, I am not at any point here saying nursing homes don't have a place. They do have a place in a sense that there are people that need to be there for certain nursing things, to have 24 around the clock unless they can get them in their home. But I believe if individuals want to live in the community, they should live in the community. That is my biggest thing. I think everyone needs choice.
Yes.
So that's where I really push. And so, Brooke, if you want to kind of give on some of that a little bit more.
So real quick, you mentioned one thing, and that was, you know, trying to figure out where to go to find all of these different resources in the community. And Kate had given out the website www.ilru.org. The other cool thing is you really can just call Niels, call us. We'll find the Center for Independent Living closest to you. So if you don't want to have to go and try and figure all that out, just call us. 221-8282 in Hannibal, 573. And we can help you locate those resources. It's what we do. That's who we are.
Oh, that's good.
So going back to what you said about the different like people accessing services in the community and things like that, the one thing I do want to touch on is Centers for Independent Living are very broad. So we provide services to all people with disabilities.
Hashtag
regardless,
everyone.
Right. Yes. regardless of what type of disability they have. So whether it be physical, you know, cognitive, mental, you know, emotional, whatever the case may be, call us. It's what we do. We don't have any specific group of individuals
with
disabilities.
There's no one you can't
help. Right, exactly. So that's really exciting for us. The other thing I want to go back and touch on is what you said about nursing homes and making sure that people have choice outside of nursing homes, and if they don't want to live there, that they shouldn't be forced to.
Absolutely.
So those are things that we're working on. The state of Missouri right now has a program called Money Follows the Person, and essentially it is money to help move someone back out of a nursing home. So when all their resources are gone, they've sold everything off that they have, and they don't have anything to go back to, that's where we come in, and we can help them get all that set back up. So that's really
I love that program because so many times people, we talked about this previously, that they will end up in a nursing facility and everything gets sold. And
right.
They don't have any way to get out. And actually, that's one of my favorite programs that I used to speak with people about is we have a way to get you out. And there is money that can help you get things set up and get in your own home and get the essentials, too. I mean, it's a really cool program. So
it's exciting.
It is.
And so, you know, again, touching back on what you had said about nursing homes, again, it's not that there isn't a need for nursing homes.
Right,
there
exactly.
certainly is. But there has definitely been a big shift in mentality. And the whole paradigm of community living is growing and growing. And so we're seeing that shift. You're even seeing changes in the way nursing homes operate. And they're starting to be more inclusive and those types of things where they're having like independent living apartments. It's a little more private. It's set up more like a home. You're starting to see that shift because it's a whole societal change. And so that is a really important aspect, you know, to notice those changes are occurring.
Ladies, I can't believe this. You're going to have to come back, Brooke, because this
is... Yes, because I was going to ask a question. I'm not done.
I know. Ultimately, it's about possibilities, and it's about the ability to fully actualize life. And the cool part for me is it's quite frankly the disability community that's leading the charge for hashtag everyone, for all of us. And again, this is the segment of hashtag everyone talking about hashtag everyone. Hope to see you next Sunday. Have a blessed day.